Sunshine Coast police have charged two teenaged boys with murder. It follows extensive investigations into the death of a 57-year-old man in the front yard of his luxury home at Warana. He was found by a neighbour at the property in Nepal Street on Monday night and had allegedly sustained two stab wounds to his abdomen. A 15-year-old boy from West Wumbai and a 17-year-old from Birwa are due to appear at Maroochydore Children's Court today. The reconstruction of Black Mountain Road is complete 3 years after it was cut by a major landslip which was triggered by flooding. The very complex repair work cost $40 million and covered an area that was 17 metres deep and as wide as a rugby field. Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie says the site will never fail again.
It involved 6,000 cubic metres of concrete, 800 tonnes of steel, 60 horizontal drains were put into the subsurface to help desaturate the area. There's a lot of water running through that site, and more than 260 piles, each of them almost a metre wide and ranging in depth from 23 metres to 28 metres, were drilled deep down into the ground to create a large structural frame to anchor the new road.
The new draft planning scheme has been released, with council now seeking public feedback. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says the document sets the vision for the coast up until 2046.
You can think of it like a rule book. It sets out zones, building heights, design standards, and so much more. What's really different about this version of our proposed planning scheme is that it's all web-based, so everyone can get on, have a look through all of the different local area plans, all of the different zonings.
It'll replace the current scheme after public consultation, which will be open until September 19. And 20 people camping illegally at Perugian Beach have been fined as the Noosa Council continues to crack down on the practice. The crackdown was in response to community complaints that those camping rough had been leaving rubbish behind and using parks and gardens as toilets. The Noosa Council has worked to link people who are genuinely homeless and living in their cars to support agencies that can offer them safe accommodation and other assistance.